they stuck at it right to the end, and it's a good victory for us.
It's a wonderfully cool finish for the winner, isn't it?
Yeah, Darren's got that in his locker. He only plays deeper in the middle of the park, but in training, when he comes up and he gets up, he can definitely strike it, you know, and it was a sweet finish. Really happy for him. He's a young kid who's coming from Dundee United, and he's learning here, and that was just a bit icing on the cake for him today.
Great for his first goal to be something like that as well, you know. And the importance of the goal as well, not just the type of goal.
Yeah, his first goal in probably senior football, so no, it's a really pleasing day for him. But we had a lot of good players on the park today, doing very well in their jobs and that. So it was a collective effort and very, very pleasing for us.
The heads never seem to go down at 2-0. Obviously, you bounced back very quickly.
That was important. At 2-0, we got the goal back very quickly, and that gave us a wee bit of impetus and to have a right go at them. And make no mistake, look, Dunfermline are a good side. You know, they're talented full time, good football players and that. And I thought we looked a wee bit leggy in the last 10 minutes, but you know, we kept going, we got the winner, you know, and a lot of credit got to go to the players for sticking at it and for coming back from 2-0 down.
Does this kind of underline, you know, the fact that your side probably has the ability to push for playoffs and get in there? And
after the start we've had, it's been very indifferent. Even today, you know, Alan Troughton's been missing for us the last 3 weeks. Graham Hayes came out of his sick bed today with a throat infection, and we thought, well, it's been a consistent story all season. We've not had our best team on the park at any given time or consistently, so a lot of credit goes to the players for where we are still, you know. And you know, we've been in every game this season, we've been competitive every game, and we've been very unlucky in a lot of games. So you know, they're getting their just rewards for sticking at it, good attitude, and you know, these are days that they're going to save them, especially coming back from 2-0 down.
Your changes at half time, were they forced upon you? Was
No, you know, it was definitely tactical. We just felt that in the first half, especially when we got Dunfermline on a counter attack, you know, we got them quite easily in their back four. So we thought, you know, in the first half we try to sit in and we make it difficult counter attacking, but we thought, no, let's go and have a real go in the second half. You know, we've got the players for it. And so we did. We went to a 4-2-3-1 and we went and had a go. And you know, probably could be more goals in the game for both sides. It's quite an open game, quite an exciting game for anybody watching it.
You just felt you saw the players' confidence build, equaliser.
Yeah, you know, people like Bobby Barr and Carcrae and, you know, Lee Ryan Ferguson, different class when they get running at people. And the game sort of was set up like that, you know, because fair play to Dunfermline, they come and attacked us, you know, and they come and played football, and it makes for an open game. And, if anything, they were very, very attack minded in the first half. They had us on the back foot. And but we knew the game would open up, and we then players, you know, we'd get at them, and we did. You know, we got at their back four, and here we go, we won 3-2, so I'm delighted.
Thanks, man.
Okay, guys.